Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Immediately to Genoa, Italy. Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation reporting first on the climate in the north of Italy. You will recall over these last years, it's been unpredictable. There was a severe drought. And now? And then we're headed south to Puglia, the state where the G7 met in these last days, and the Pope is attending. Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. The climate in the north, how has it been this last spring? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, let me tell you that the authority of weather forecast in Milan issued yesterday an interesting report saying that Milan had almost 3 times more rain vis-a-vis the average of the last 5 years. I'm talking about something in the order of 700 millimeters of rain. So very a lot of rain. This was not happening since the last 120 years. So practically since the beginning of recording the data of the rainfall. And the rain continued to fall in the north of Italy, while the south of Italy had the very hot temperature, summertime in the south, and let me say beginning of springtime in the north with such much rain. But let me tell you, here in the north, and don't forget that we were speaking a couple of years ago about the severe drought that was affecting the north of Italy. Now everything is very green, maybe too much green, because the agriculture, when there is too much water, suffer a bit. But let me tell you that the perfume, the flowers are fantastic, and I enjoy the perfume of the linden tree that release such a fantastic perfume late afternoon. So I'm breathing a lot and walking across this time in the evening.
And for our Italian listeners, what is linden in Italian? What is the word for it?
Tiglio is a very green tree with a lot of white flowers that looks like the grapes of the grapes, but very small.
We move to the south, to Puglia, the state of Puglia, where near Bari, the G7 met. Now, importantly to mention that the host of the G7 was Giorgia Meloni, the prime minister of Italy. And I report to you, Lorenzo, that in watching the media here in the East Coast of the United States and across the country, and even the media in London, they discovered Giorgia Meloni all of a sudden. We've been talking about her since she was elected with the coalition, since the beginning, and the doubts were always on the basis of the fact, oh, she's Mussolini's party. Oh, she's far right. Oh, this means the fascists are back in, meaning the Fratelli Italia, the Brotherhood, the Brothers of Italy. But now, after several years of being a leader in Italy, not only in Italy, but in the region, suddenly her media turned very positive. It's as if they've discovered another person. And the reason this was important was, you know that the so-called far-right parties did very well in the European Union vote. Well, they have to add at the end of it, you know, these are far-right parties and they might not be able to lead, except Giorgia Meloni, who comes from a party on the far right who's been very successful. So your prime minister has been discovered by America. I would say Hollywood is in her future. How is her regard in Italy, in Rome, in Milan? What have they said about her leading the G7? Has she gotten good reviews?
But let me tell you that the Italian express their appreciation about the work that Giorgia Meloni did over the last 1 year and a half when she became prime minister. We had the European election a few days ago, and she got 2.5 million of vote where the Italian spelled out on the paper her name. So this was the most important element that brought Giorgia Meloni to welcome the leader of the world in Bari as a giant. And let me tell you, she's really the leader of that meeting, taking also into account that the German Prime Minister, the Chancellor Scholz, lost the European election. And the same happened to Macron, that decided to close the parliament and go for election, which will take place end of the month. So now Giorgia Meloni is playing an important role. She could become a sort of driver in the politics in the European Union, starting from the nomination of the new chairman of the European Commission. You know that Mrs. von der Leyen is the most favorite candidate for that, but Giorgia Meloni would like to bring the majority supporting Mrs. von der Leyen from a majority more left-oriented to a majority more right-oriented. And it becomes very important also the result of the French election for the parliament and the end of this month. So I think Giorgia Meloni is doing very well. But don't forget that we need to speak about the Pope.
Yes, the Pope is in attendance of the G7. What has he said?
Well, this is a very important point that I would like to mention. It's the first time that the Pope joined a G7 meeting. Pope Francesco went to Puglia by helicopter. She arrived and she delivered an important speech about artificial intelligence. The message that the Pope Francesco delivered to the G7 leaders was the following. First of all, artificial intelligence is very fascinating but very terrible. Second point, artificial intelligence must never take the life out of men and women. And the third is that the decision must always have the man in the loop. If the man is removed from the decision chain, from the decision loop, we will face a world hopeless. So these are three important messages with a lot of ethic content that all the G7 leaders appreciated. We'll see how this will develop in the next regarding a common policy to, let's say, the ethics design of everything around artificial intelligence. It also said that the weapons unattended should be banned.
Weapons, yes. Now, the Pope addressing the G7, that's unusual as well. And the general understanding of the G7 is that it made advances by voting that the money that is available from Russian sources that is outside of Russia should be devoted to Ukraine. Checking on Ukraine, Giorgia Meloni's government supports the Ukraine war against Russia. Is that still correct? Has there been any change?
Absolutely correct. And I think your president recognized this to Giorgia Meloni and to Italy, that we never give up to the support of Ukraine. Of course, we have a different approach compared to other European countries. We are keen to support Ukraine with the weapon system and weapons, but if these are used inside the Ukraine territory. You know that now Germany, UK, and France decided that weapons can be used also to military targets in Russian territory.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation reporting from Genoa, Italy, about the reigns of the North and the spectacular Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni of the South. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Annabay sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Annabay has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.